Welcome back. Hope everybody's doing good. Before I get into it, funny thing, my last podcast was about Father's Day. And I didn't get a lot of listens, but Mother's Day, everybody listened. Father's Day, no one listened. But that proves to you that how important mothers are. Fathers, we, like they say, we just get the big piece of chicken, but the moms get everything. Okay, today I'm talking about living single-ish, whatever you want to call it. If you're single and looking to be in a relationship, and you're over 40, but saying men and women ain't shit, it's time to stop that. It's time to stop it. You got to look at the person in the mirror and find out why that you're still single. Yeah. Stop saying men and women ain't shit. It's you. And being single can be good at times and bad at times. One thing we need to stop doing is holding on to what somebody did to you and thinking that every person is the same. That's so dumb to think that every time you try to get in a relationship, that person is going to do to you what the person did to you that pissed you off or, you know, make you want to stay single. You have to be fearless and confident and know that, like, being single is only a temporary thing, because I know a lot of us want to be with someone and share our life with someone, but you cannot feel like every man or woman ain't shit, or they're gonna do this, they're gonna do that to me because so-and-so did it. It's like this. Think about it. As a child, when you was learning to walk, you fall, but you get back up and try it again. Just think if you would have failed and hurt your hand or something and said, you know, I'm gonna crawl the rest of my life because I don't want to fall back down and hurt my hand. Everybody else in the world just walking, but you still down there just crawling because you are afraid to fall back down. Well, getting over the single hump is kind of similar to this reference. Do you move on, try to find someone else, or do you just stay single? Now, I think men are more equipped for the single life, though. Because, like, with events going on, like, women, you're not going to see women just go out to eat alone, go to the movies alone, go to shows alone. I think men would do it because we may stumble across something good. And that's not saying that a woman can't do it, but I think men are more likely to do more events by themselves. You know? And It's rare with today that the world is now, it's rare to see a woman just out there clubbing by herself. It's just rare. Because, you know, she might want to get a little tipsy. She need a girlfriend or whatever to watch her back. But a man is more equipped to doing it. You know. And then in 2021, being single is a lot different from being single back in the day. You know, social media has got a lot of us messed up. And I think more people should go by the single-ish title than flat out single. See, because men will stick around and pretty much smash something quicker than a woman will. Because he don't really he don't feel a connection, or it's not serious. He can be single. If it's something out there, he attacks. Now, women can be single. Well, sometimes women are single, and a woman will go to smash or sleep with her ex because she don't want to add another body. She really don't want to add another body to her count. Now, men, it's harder for a man to go back. If he's single, it's harder for a man to go back and sleep with his ex, because 9 times out of 10, he cheated. And he knows in order to get back with that woman, to see her smile again, making her feel good again, he has to go through a lot. He's going to have to start over and prove himself all over again. And most guys, they don't want to start over and be that man again. It's kind of like she groomed him to what she wants. Most guys don't want to start over. See, after a man cheats, instead of going back and apologizing because of an ego, he rather go on and try to meet a single chick, erasing his past, and start over with a single chick. He's not going to go back to that woman, which is wrong, because I think women take a lot that men don't take being single. Like a man, if he thinks that she's doing something, he gets upset. A lot of times a woman, she might put the aura up as light as if she don't care, but she's just not going to go out there and be ready to sleep with somebody else. I mean, men, we need to do better, because we think we're getting even because we do it, or we just feel better, but it's just for the moment. And I don't think a woman, like I said, a woman necessarily, she's not going to do that. And a mistake that men make is sleeping with an ex, getting freaky, going raw, and feeling like they're still single. Fellas, you cannot get freaky, go raw, and do all this to a woman and still like have the single title or single-ish title. Because if like a woman is emotional, she catches feelings fast. Well, nowadays, I guess you can't really say that. But if a man does all this to a woman and she likes it, she may text him or call him or whatever. In her mind, y'all still got something going. It's like you can't carry the single title. Now, if you do all this to a woman, and say for instance, you do all this to a woman, she texts you, she call you, you know, of course both of y'all are single. But you take a woman out and she see you out in public, she gonna show you how single you are, and you gonna have some explaining to do. Like, because if you, when it comes to sex, when you get freaky, when you cross that line, it's like it means something. Like, you know, a woman might say, well, where are we going with this? It's like, you're not gonna keep doing that to her and feel like, oh, you single and you can do what you want to do. She gonna want to know, or she's just gonna cut it off. See, men, we don't really get attached. Well, some of us don't get attached the same way when the freakiness goes too far. Like, and while we're talking about smashing or whatever, you know, I think single sex is like, you know, it's like single sex, like pulling panties to the side. It's like, if you have sex with somebody, it's not a lot of kissing going on. It's like you meet up at certain places, or single sex is adventurous. You might meet up, have sex in the park, or have sex in the back seat. Now, or another thing, if you have sex and don't come out of all of your clothes, I think that's being single. But when you continue to do stuff like this, it's not a title. It's like, we are not together because, you know, we're doing it here, we're doing it there. It's not a title. And being single, you become a better version of you. Think about it. You don't have to explain every missed calls. Fellas, you don't have to act like you already ate. Because if you're in a relationship and she cooks, she not trying to hear that you say that you already ate. Because, you know, women tend to be like this. Like, if they did all this and they cook for you, and then you're like, oh, already, I'm good. If you say that too many times, you know how women are. Women will say, oh, that other bitch cooking for you. It's like, women will jump the gun. Now, if, and I mean, that the single life is like, some people are in relationships and are miserable, but they have an image to uphold because they're all on social media pretending to be so happy. That's some BS, because everyone has ups and downs. But social media will show all the ups. So if you're seeing certain shit and feeling like you gotta have somebody stop it, you know, it's not what it appeared to be. And if you're trying to get out of that single-ish title, you know, ask questions when meeting someone. I know people lie, but still, you want to ask questions. Find out their likes and dislikes. And if you're okay with 70 to 80% of the stuff they do, you might have a chance of giving up the single title. Nobody is perfect. You have to, when you meet somebody, y'all have to grow together. You know, just you got to grow with them. And nowadays, sliding in the DMs be creating relationships because of what we see. And it's funny how, like, because men are visuals. We're visual. And a lot of us are guilty of sliding in relationships because of what we see. And it ain't what we think. But I'm gonna be honest. I have the hots for Sanaa Lathan. If you told me she was a crackhead, she was a prostitute, and she done murdered a few people, but if I still saw the image that I be seeing on social media, I would overlook it, cause I feel like I could come and change her life. But that's what I'm talking about with us being visual. I just like how Sanaa Lathan looks. She's just a pretty woman. And I know I'm all over the place, but I'm just the single thing. And single folks, marriage or relationship doesn't automatically mean happiness. Walking down that aisle at the beginning, of course it's a lot of happiness. But eventually it wears off, like anything in life. Because I hear, and this is no lie, I hear a lot of married people say, man, you know, if I had to do this again, I wouldn't do it. Well, me and myself, I think that some couples don't realize when you partner up and become one, that other person will go through some changes. You know, but are you willing to go through the changes for the person that you love? Some of us not. We quick to say the person is changing. Now, Because, and I'm a say this, guys tend to say this all the time. Oh, she don't like to have sex like she used to. When we first met, you know, she was giving it up. But now I put the ring on her finger, she's changing. But fellas, you got to understand this too. And I'm not taking up for the women. Once she's not single no more, you make her a wife, she acquire different jobs. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's taking care of the kids. And another thing she's doing, she got you on track now. A lot of men don't understand it. She got you on track that you would have never noticed. For instance, a lot of guys, if they single, they wash all the clothes together. They don't know why the hell they're itching all the time. But when you make that woman your wife, she begin to wash your whites together and your colors together. You know, it's you ain't itching no more. Now, you might not be getting as much coochie, but you ain't itching no more. You know, your image, you begin to look better. You become a better man. So, we got to understand that she changing our life for the best. But I know, like I say, a lot of guys say, oh, she ain't giving it up no more. And think about it. Most of the time when a woman come into our life, whatever, she comes to our house and we got all those mismatched towels and rags, shit that look like it need to be out there washing cars. But mama know how to get you right and turn things around and, you know, just getting rid of a lot of stuff you don't need. Putting your life in order. So, and this, in 2021, this is one thing I realized. If you're trying to be with somebody, just be honest. Let them know. Because now, swinging, open relationships are so popular. Just let her know. Because you might meet a woman or a guy of your dreams. And he might want to do some little on the side activities. But if you tell her or him what you're into, maybe y'all can make it work for the both of you. Just maybe, you know. But I feel like you can't go around playing, using the single title and thinking that you will be happy. And another thing, single people, if you're out here dating now, this is one thing, and I know this is a perfect thing. If you're out here dating now, you meet a person, if you like her, find out her interests, her hobbies. Start doing things like me as a man. If I find out she likes to do walking or biking, that's what I'm gonna offer to her for us to get to know each other. You know, whatever the person likes or their interests are, find them out and offer to meet them or go on a date. But as a man, when you find out what she likes, let the date be about that. Make it about her. Now, if you do that 9 times out of 10 and you keep up the consistency of doing stuff that she likes, she's going to open up to you. You ain't got to try to invite her over 1 or 2 in the morning to get some. Because if you're showing interest in her and doing the thing that she's like, doing the thing that she like, things going to happen. And vice versa. Although, women, the male's supposed to be the chaser. But now, it's 2021. Some women are doing the chase. But if you really want a person, find out their likes before you try to get in their pants. And that's all I have. Thanks for listening. Talk to y'all next week.